In a unique campaign launch, Ward 2 candidate Eric Benoit is walking 50 kilometers across the ward on August 27 to raise awareness for his campaign. Benoit has created a Facebook events page for the walk, which he said an online map estimates will take him 10 hours, but which he's anticipating will take him a bit longer. He'll start the walk at 5:30 a.m. at the intersection of Wabagishik Road and Highway 17 and plans on making several stops along his way to the Big Nickel. It'll be one really long day, he said, adding that he has been training for the walk in recent weeks to ensure he's physically ready. I didn't have really good shoes the first time I went out, did a 12-kilometer walk and was hurting for a little bit afterwards, but I've got some better shoes going. He's breaking in a new pair of Skechers and plans on making it to the end. The trick's going to be being stubborn and fighting through it, he said. I'm sure after 20 kilometers I'm not going to want to do it anymore, but I think I can force my way through it. Benoit lives with his young family in Lively and is employed as a realtor. He also works for Gateway Casinos, for whom he repairs surveillance department cameras. If elected, he'd drop his Gateway Casinos work to get that whole conflict out of the way, as the city has dealings with them on matters he'd like to be able to vote on in council chambers. He'd originally intended on seeking election in Ward 2 whenever incumbent Michael Vignini decided to run for mayor, but with Vignini seeking re-election as a councillor, he decided now's the time to register as a candidate. 4 years ago I felt Vignini was great for the city, now I think there needs to be a change, he said. The attitude toward each other in the council became more adversarial. You get to a point now where even if you have good ideas, people will vote against them just because they don't like you, you're fighting uphill. Tyler Clark covers City Hall and political affairs for Sudbury.com.